This is State House Week. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. Both the State House and Senate have now passed measures to force South Carolina Electric and Gas Company to roll back most of the $1.2 million a day it's charging customers for the V.C. Summer Nuclear Project, which will never be built. The Senate this week approved a bill to temporarily reduce the charge SCE&G customers see on their bills each month from about 18% to just 5%. The House version reduced the nuclear charge to zero. Most senators were reluctant to totally remove the charge, as the House did, fearing legal challenges. Orangeburg Senator Brad Hutto.
That would only last as long as it takes attorneys to get to the courthouse door. Because once they got to the courthouse door, the courts would say, legislature, that's a private company over there. You cannot tell them what to do.
Senators, however, said the actions of SCE&G and parent company SCANA's leadership have been so misleading to customers and state lawmakers that reducing the rate is necessary. Lexington Senator Nikki Setzler railed that SCANA Corp., which is headquartered in his district, has yet to take any action to aid its ratepayers.
They paid out $115 million first quarter in dividends, right out of the pockets of the ratepayers, while we're trying to deal with the worst issue in the history of the state of South Carolina on the business side. They pay out a $100-something million dividend.
The Senate's vote could doom Dominion Energy's offer to buy SCANA Corp. The House and Senate will now have to agree on the nuclear charge reduction. This week's deadliest prison violence in state history sparked renewed calls for sentencing reform and actions to make prisons safer for inmates and guards. State officials have warned that too many prisoners, too few corrections officers due to low salaries, and the hard-to-control use of contraband cell phones could lead to an increase in violent incidents like was seen this week at the Lee Correctional Institution. Next year's state budget does include pay raises for guards. Democrats in the House called for a legislative investigation into the state's corrections facilities. House Democratic Leader Todd Rutherford of Columbia.
We can reduce prison population, we can make our citizens safer, we can make our prison safer, and we can make it safer for the correctional officers that are asked to go in there at very low pay and put their lives on the line and not work for a boss who believes that stuff just happens.
The Democrats were critical of Republican Governor Henry McMaster's comments following the Lee facility incident that violence was an inherent risk in maximum security facilities. More funding for the Department of Corrections is expected to be a priority issue for lawmakers in next year's legislative session. The House this week passed a bill to outlaw sanctuary cities in the state, even though its backers acknowledge there aren't any cities violating federal immigration laws. Bill sponsor, Republican Bruce Bannister of Greenville, said the measure will place two requirements on local officials.
Number one, if you've got a criminal in your jail, you determine if they're a citizen or not, if they're here legal or illegally. And number two, you can't prohibit your law enforcement officer from checking somebody's immigration status.
Democrats and some Republicans labeled the bill an election year move. Charleston Democrat David Mack.
Everyone that's come up before me is hit on factual information as to why this is ridiculous. This is simply a political soundbite.
The so-called Sanctuary Cities bill is expected to face an uphill battle in the state Senate. State House Week, a production of South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Russ McKinney.